The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, no Lance today. AJ Hoffman in for Lance today. Lance is going to join us a little bit later in the show, though, and it'll be a sponsored segment. Actually, he's just calling in because he's got to do a spot. But so Nate Griffin is joining us here, though, on the show because we're going to be on Channel 26. So if you want to see us, get to Channel 26 right now and see Nate Griffin with us here on ESPN 97.5. I would imagine we're going to be talking Rockets again.
We are going to be talking Rockets, and of course, you got to do your thing for Melissa.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I have to talk like this because Nate is looking, and he's looking at Melissa and Jose.
Does your wife know that you and Melissa have a thing?
Who's my wife?
Dale.
Did I whisper sweet nothings into the microphone?
Does your wife know that Melissa...
No, I do
know.
Did John know that Gilbert was giving Wendy rides on his bike? I mean,
well, Gilbert at least was mad enough to tell her.
Sometimes you keep things from your significant other for their own protection.
Gilbert is in my head, okay? Because, dude, it says every time. Well, I was with Wendy. What? Gilbert. I just left your house. Okay. All right, Gilbert, thanks. I appreciate that. No, he's, definitely in my head. He and Joey Votto. I dreamt that my wife had relations with Joey Votto.
Really?
Yeah.
Nothing about Ohtani yet.
No, not yet. Okay. See, but he's in my head, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just a different way.
Yeah, right. So,
when you're thinking about Ohtani and you get scared, is he pitching or hitting?
Both.
At the same time?
Yes, at the same time.
Like, he throws it and runs
up and he hits it.
Is he able to hit his own pitch?
Yes, like Bugs Bunny.
So, he's not that great of a pitcher.
Right.
Because otherwise, he'd strike himself out.
Well, he does that, too. He's unbelievable. He's unbelievable. No, anyway, and we're looking, time, and John. Stu is saying,
yep.
All right, he says, shut up. Stu says, don't talk anymore, you two. Just shut up because now Melissa's talking.
They've got a big story right now. And,
there's the president.
George Bush.
George Bush is on right now.
George Bush looks a little bit, you remember that movie Hannibal? Like, he looked like the guy that Lecter ate his
Hello,
face.
Hello, Melissa and Jose. And, of course, John was doing his countdown on holding team just
like
for you.
Right
but now we talk Rockets. And certainly the Rockets are the big topic in the city of Houston. John, AJ joining me. We're going to get to John first. John, big game last night. Certainly one, Clint Capella was big. Also, a guy by the name of Gordon was pretty big, too, but a couple of people were at the game, Kate and her husband.
Yeah, they were. It was a nice crowd. Everybody wanted to be seen, and it was a wonderful place to be. It was the place to be last night. What a great day with the Astros during the day.
They won their game.
And Justin pitched really well for 6 2/3. And then last night as well, the city was on fire. And Eric Gordon is somebody that needs to be shooting better because he really he scuffled last postseason. He was scuffling early in this series. Now he's found his shot again. That's big. They've got to have this guy.
Yeah, Eric Gordon had 19 points last night. And certainly, AJ, when you look at how well the Rockets are playing right now, you got to have a big man in the middle, but there's a guy by the name of James Harden. Should be the MVP this year without question. He had a pretty good night.
At least he had a good second half.
Yeah.
Ended up, when you look at it at the end of the night, it was a good night. If you just watched the first half of that game, you might have thought, this guy's the MVP? No, it's Jamal Crawford's the MVP.
Right.
But it turns out James Harden was able to turn it on at the right time and you know, ends up with 24 points. It wasn't his best showing, but it was good enough last night.
Are you scared at all that they're not going to turn this, if they play like this, that they're not going to be able to move on very far in this postseason? I mean, they haven't played great ball.
I agreed with what you said earlier. If they play like this against the Warriors, they're not beating the Warriors.
No.
They've got to be better than this. On both ends, they've got to be better than this.
You typically play to the level of your competition, but I think in this particular case, you got either Utah or Oklahoma City. Now, this game could push to 7. I'm not sure if it will. We'll know something Friday night, of course.
Yeah.
But Clint Capella, let's talk about him. I think he deserves that.
Yeah, I think that he's going to get himself a lot of money. He's making himself big, big money right now playing the way that he is in the postseason. You step up like this and you dominate. And Cat was supposed to be the better center in this, and he wasn't. Capella was the better center in this series. And so, dude is going to get paid now. Hey, you're going to find some money for Clint Capella to keep him here.
I want to ask each one of you a question real quickly. We've got about 10 seconds. Who you like, OKC or Utah?
Oh, I think Utah's winning that series.
Utah's going to win Friday night?
Yep. Yeah. It's over Friday night.
Friday night. Okay, so these guys are saying Utah. I'm thinking Utah also. We'll see. I'd love to see it go seven, though. That means that the Rockets will get more rest, but we'll see. With the guys, John, AJ, here at ESPN 97.5, Dale Behind the Window. I'm Nate Griffin, Fox 26 News and Sports.
And he's looking, and he's looking, and he's looking at the camera, and looking, and there it is. And
I like that scene. I like that tight shot at the end. On
look at him. Yeah, look at his Hall of Fame jacket.
That's good.
Look at it. Yeah.
Hall of Fame jacket.
That's right.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Love it.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, back at nine.
Sir. What team did you play for?
Southern Miss.
Okay. I mean, what about in the pros?
Didn't play in the pros.
Well, how'd you get a mustard-colored jacket then? All right.
My wife picked out the mustard-colored jacket. It's khaki color.
How'd he get a job
it's in, not mustard.
How'd he get a job in sports media if he didn't play professional sports?
College sports.
Yeah, but he's the rice guy. He's the right sideline guy.
You gotta be decent to play in college now. You agree?
No, I agree.
Yeah, I'd be pretty good to play. You play college ball, right? Mm-hmm. Play quarterback.
Small college. Not big time like you. I didn't play big time.
But
yeah.
Whatever.
Yep.
I mean, you still gotta be pretty decent to play college football.
Yep.
You know, for the coaches at least. Why don't you come play my
team?
I mean, I think we're missing some subtext from AJ here. At least I feel like I
caught it. Subtext?
No.
When he goes, how did you get a job in sports without playing?
What do you mean?
I just
are you trying to say that almost all black guys on television used to play pro sports?
I was trying to get around that, but you
no, I like
you
I
wouldn't
like,
let me.
I like pointing stuff out.
Is
here.
That what Dale's saying, John? That all black guys who are on TV and sports
played professional sports? I'm pointing out what you were saying.
No, I just thought that maybe he did because of his jacket, Dell. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Because he had a radio show and
I didn't even notice that he was black until you said something. Sure. You brought that up.
You just heard him and you didn't didn't even know?
Damn, he is black. I would have never known. God,
if you just tuned in and you buy what AJ is selling.
I don't see color, Dell.
If you don't know who AJ is and you're buying what he's selling, just go listen to the first segment. 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll
nobody
know
was.
AJ, I'm going to try.
That was a different time.
I don't know if I can. I don't know if this is necessarily a need to save you as so much a need to point out how good of a guy you are.
Thanks.
Do you see that?
I appreciate it. I think you're a good guy, too.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm going to puke.
Here we go.
Yeah. I'm sure
we're
Josh,
taking your show down.
That's all.
Josh Allen had black friends, too.
That's all. You two get a room.
Yeah, but they didn't want it at Pong.
Well, no, they didn't.
I'm out of here. See y'all at 9, I hope.
Yeah.
I hope.
At 9.
Not me.
Yeah,
I'm out of here at 9 o'clock.
Are you? Yeah. Dale, you'll be in here, right?
I signed up 7 to 9.
No, Raheel will be here, but he'll just get off.
It'll just be looking at John.
You'll just be. Don't worry about it.
That means we'll just font your name up.
Let's break here on ESPN 97.5. Time to talk be a little champion. What I need you to do is get to 1560energy.com. Stop paying more than you have to. It's stupid. With the other guys, they got a better rate over there. Yeah, they got a better rate. And then when you get your bill, you're paying more because they're going to fee you to death. It's what they do. It's their go-to move. You can lure people in with the rate. And then just destroy them with the fees. And that's what the other guys do. You're going to have fewer fees. You're going to pay less. The bottom line is the bottom line. And that is that you're going to pay less every month with Champion Energy, with the best service. J.D. Power and Associates says it, so it's science. There's nothing you can do about it. All you have to do is go to 1560energy.com, 281-653-5090, promo code 1560, 1560energy.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
What's going on? Oh, yes, we are. Hey, Todd. How are you? How about your Aggies? I wrote about Jimbo Fisher today on Sports Map. Yeah. You better go read it, Todd, since you're an Ag. A good Ag. But that's redundant, isn't it? Good Ag.
Did we get an email back on a hotel room for me to take a nap in?
Yeah.
Nothing?
He wants a nap. There's a couch right there.
What am I going to do, nap in here while you guys are doing the show?
Yeah.
No. There's bright lights and video cameras in here now. I'm trying to get some peaceful rest.
No, there's... there's in the hallway.
In the lobby.
In the lobby, there's couches now to sleep on. Yeah.
Move one of those couches into your office.
Yeah. You can sleep right out there. Esme will watch over you. Esme's back. How about that? Isn't that great?
She was gone?
He knows. Listen, does he know less about this place than me? That's really, really horrible.
And you're here maximum 4.5 hours.
I'm here almost 5 hours.
6:15 to 10:58. That's 4:45. Around there.
Right there. Well, what do you think he does at 7 o'clock? He sits around and hangs out?
No, but he gets here what's normally at what?
3:59?
No, I get here like 2:30.
Yeah. Okay, so he's about the same. He's about the same, but except he's here when people are here. I'm not. I mean, you actually should have seen Esme.
I saw her yesterday.
You did for the first time in a long. You don't even know that, do you?
Where was she?
I don't know. She was sick or something.
Oh well.
Yeah, but welcome back, Esme.
See, if I would have known, I would have been worried about her.
Yeah. And thank God then you didn't know because. Yeah. You would have worried.
And it looks like now it was nothing, so I would have worried for not.
It was something. She was gone for a long time. It was something. I didn't know either, though. But here's the deal is, okay, a couple of things are happening right now. Josh Allen tweets are a thing from high school in which he was really, really, really stupid. His parents, of course, this kid was a kid, you know, nobody offered him a scholarship. He's going to be the fourth quarterback taken in the NFL draft, and not one school offered him a scholarship. That's how piss poor they are at evaluating quarterbacks at the college and the professional level.
Or they said, this guy's like a 51% passer in high school. Maybe not our kind of guy.
And then in junior college, less than 50. And then he's the third quarterback taken.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe...
Maybe
NFL
they were right.
Scouts are the dumb ones, and not the coaches who weren't offering him a scholarship.
That's a possibility too. The other thing that's happening right now: did you see Reuben Foster's girlfriend apparently has recanted?
No, why would she do that?
Foster did not strike her, injure her, or threaten her. The lawyer for Reuben Foster says she was extremely upset and told him if he broke up with her, she would trash his career. And so she beat the snot out of herself. And then hit herself multiple times in the face, and then called the cops.
Women these days, they'll do anything for attention.
She is blaming her bruises on a fight she had with another woman.
Another woman.
And she says there's video to prove it.
She also ran over herself with a car.
Right. several times.
Yes.
Over and over again. So that's the problem. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe she was. Maybe she. If she is a disgruntled girlfriend, that sucks that she would do this. However, he's still facing the weapons charges, which are he had in his possession a third felony charge for possessing an assault weapon.
So she didn't 3D print those weapons and put them on him?
Apparently, she bought them and put them in his house. See? Boy, you want to talk about...
These hoes ain't loyal, John.
these hoes ain't loyal.
No.
That's a way to put it. The kids are on their way to school, but that's okay.
They were listening to the song right before he said that.
You can't worry about what kids are listening to, John.
I mean... Then what about the 9-year-old? What's he listening to? That's humping the chair.
Yeah, he's probably spitting game at some chick. Hey, you saw what I was doing on that Jumbotron last night.
You want some of that?
Want some of that?
You like that? Apparently you didn't hear if you weren't here earlier in the show. AJ was describing a kid that was on the Jumbotron at the game yesterday who was having relations with his chair, and it was apparently a big hit.
Well, he was using his chair to prop him up to have relations with the air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He was having sex with a ghost.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, these hoes ain't loyal.
That's right. The kids.
Apparently, these hoes ain't loyal.
Yeah.
A preacher will tell you. Chris Brown will tell you. AJ Hoffman will tell
you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These hoes ain't loyal.
They ain't.
It just doesn't sound the same when I say it, apparently.
No, but you're not as woke as the rest of us.
No, right. Well... I don't believe I am. Although
you claim to be woke.
What do I watch, Del?
You don't watch. It doesn't exist anymore.
Oh yeah, that's right. ESPN at 6. That makes me woke.
With Jamel and
Michael.
Oh, did they get rid of that show?
Yeah, it's over. It's already done.
Oh,
yeah. That's already a thing.
I was listening on the way in. I'm never awake to hear morning radio. And on the way in, on Sirius, right next to each other, it's 80 and 81. It's like the two ESPN stations. They play on one channel. They play the Wingo and Golic show. That's what we play here, Todd. Wingo and Golic in the morning. He just threw up a bunch of fingers. I'm guessing he's trying to tell me what time it's on. Five to seven. Okay. That other show, the show that I guess they paid Mike Greenberg a bunch of money to go to.
Yeah.
Oh,
It's so horrible. I listened to maybe 10 minutes. I was like, oh my God, they gave these guys so much money to do this.
Yeah.
Oh, it's bad.
Well, I'm not a big Michelle Beadle guy.
I'm not either.
Yeah. No. They paid him a lot of money. So they laid everybody else off and just gave those people millions.
Yeah.
That was a good move.
Yeah.
Well played, sir. Who was it that had to quit? The ESPN guy? He had to recuse himself because he was having, I think he was doing a lot of blow. I'm pretty sure. He was having himself.
Chris Berman?
No. The guy who ran ESPN.
Oh. John Skipper.
Yeah.
And I think those hoes weren't loyal for him either, I don't think.
Wait, you're saying a rich white man was doing cocaine?
I think that's what it was.
A rich, powerful white man decided to use that power and money to grab cocaine?
He turned his power into powder.
And then he was apparently... the hoes weren't very loyal to him because they were going to come out with what he was doing.
Are you talking about Bill O'Reilly?
No, I'm not talking about. It's just another white guy.
It's the same story, right? Rich, powerful white guy. Roger Ailes, Bill O'Reilly,
right?
John Skipper. They're all the same.
Who was the guy on NBC that
Matt Lauer?
Matt Lauer. Yeah.
Harvey Weinstein.
It's the age old story.
Yeah.
You know, boy meets girl, boy does blow, boy gets fired. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Anyway, so
guy tries to force an intern to have sex with him.
Boy gets fired.
Yeah, that's a tale as old as time.
Yeah, that's why I always only try to have sex with Juggalo Trey. No other interns, because I know Juggalo Trey's loyal.
Who? I don't know about that. I think that'll come back to bite you.
You would snitch?
I think that'll come back to bite you. That one. So, Dell, tell us the story about the NFL owners. You're talking about hoes that ain't loyal. Who's taping these NFL owners and then snitching?
That's the question. People don't know, but that meeting consisted of owners and players discussing the, I won't call it civil unrest, but their situation regarding the kneeling and how do they handle it. And Jeffrey Lurie, his comments were secretly taped, and obviously about the president, because they're actually... As much as the NFL owners are rich, white, and powerful, there is one rich and powerful white guy they're afraid of, and that's the guy who's running the country. They're like, Trump is – they're afraid of Trump and his response and how he could say something immediately to ruin their business. So they were trying to figure out how to deal with Trump. And, I don't know – we don't know who secretly taped them, but it's out there.
So if there's a room full of ultra-wealthy, conservative, white men –
somebody's taping it.
Who do you think that, like, they're going to sit in that room, the 32 of them, and look at each other?
No.
Don't you feel bad for Shahid Khan? Because you know they're all blaming him, and they all want to build a wall and deport him.
So you're suggesting they even invited him to the meeting?
I'm saying, yeah, I think he was at the meeting. Like, he wasn't able to sit in the same room. He sat in the room next to them and watched on closed-circuit television.
And taped it.
And I think he was taping it. And now they're going to try to deport him because...
Well...
That will make the president
because
happy.
He doesn't look like them.
Yeah.
He looks different.
I mean, you see that name, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty clear he's not born here.
Not America.
Here.
Not America.
It's like that last Kenyan president that we had.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean.
What?
Hussein? That doesn't sound Hawaiian to me.
Those are the thoughts of AJ Hoffman.
Yeah,
and I'm just letting you know.
Certainly not condoned by the rest of the show.
Yeah, if you want to find him between, I don't know, 9 and 4, he'll be taking a nap here. You can just come up and say your piece.
No,
I love on the TV here. Do you see?
Do you see that?
Bill Cosby? He's really selling this blind thing super heavy. Like, I mean, he's walking around with his eyes closed all the time now. Like, just so he actually seems like he's blind.
In the new trial, one of his defenses is he doesn't like intercourse, so he shouldn't have done what they're accusing
he's
him.
He's like, I only like to drug women and then pet them inappropriately. I never like to have sex with them when they're passed out. I wouldn't do that.
Plus, I couldn't see. It's okay, better defense. That I don't like sex, okay? Or Antonio Callaway, who I was so stoned I couldn't have had sex with her. Which one is better? Which is a better defense? I'm blind and I really don't like sex, or I was so wasted that I just wasn't interested in it. I think both pretty good.
They're both good.
I like them. I like both.
If I were Bill Cosby, I would say, listen, guys, I'm blind. I was trying to roofie my own drink. I just made a mistake. You know, I had made the same mistake 40 times maybe. Sue me. I mean, it was an accident, though. I can't see. That's how I like to party. I like to roofie myself and then just pass out. And
sit next to pretty women.
Yeah.
Right.
Who doesn't like to pass out in a room with a beautiful woman?
Then I ended up, my pants were off.
No,
that's how I sleep.
He doesn't even like to have sex.
Well, I know, but he accidentally did. He accidentally.
Well, he thought he was roofied.
So he took off his pants.
Yeah. Yes. Because that's what.
Yes.
You know, like when you're, when these girls are high school kids are out there out drinking and they always try to act drunker than they are.
Yeah.
That's Bill Cosby. He's like, oh my God, this roofie's hitting me so hard. I got to take my pants off. It's like, Bill, you roofied me, not you.
Right. And Bill, we saw you back in the day. You weren't blind then. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember how you weren't blind?
How did you get blind overnight?
Yeah, Cliff Huxtable wasn't blind.
Cliff Huxtable. I saw him walking around.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby's lawyer was like, Bill, I need you to go outside and stare at the sun directly for 20 minutes straight. Yeah. Just don't. I know it's going to hurt. Or those lights that we used to have in here, he actually sat in here and did a show with those lights in his face, and now he's permanently blind.
I heard the beginning of your show that I'm blinded by these lights. And there wasn't that bad.
It was just horrible. I finished that show. I looked like you, like I'd been in a tanning bed all day. It was crazy.
I wasn't in a tanning bed all day. I was on a golf course.
Same thing.
Same thing.
All right, let's.
But now I don't complain about these new lights.
No. How about
only
you?
Only Joel Blank does.
He does?
Hell yeah.
Joel's complaining about him?
Oh, yeah. Joel said apparently 7 times last week that David Gow should have cleared putting the cameras and lights in here with him. Yeah.
Mm.
He should have been advised. Sir.
Specifically, Joel Blank should have had this run by him.
He should have had a say.
Joel Blank wasn't. This is a lot like Aaron Rodgers and the Packers now.
Like, doesn't he know that it's not even the Joel Blank show anymore?
It's
you know, he's just a guy here now, uh-oh, all right?
Which one? Well, we know AJ. We know AJ won't get a text.
No,
will it be you or Rio who gets
those
the text?
The thoughts of AJ Hoffman and are not those of the show.
No.
Of the bench.
Wait, okay. What did I think?
Because Joel will come in here with a machine gun and kill everyone.
You think so?
Yes. Yes. Do you not know Joel Blank?
I think Joel can't come in here with a machine gun while you're here because he's babysitting right now.
Well, that's true. He'll bring the baby with him. And
no one brings their baby to a mass murder. Which, by the way, if someone wanted to shoot us up, it'd be so easy. Our security here is horrible. There's like a trash can propping open the door.
The door won't open.
The door won't open. So, are you kidding? It's the best security ever. That door can't open. You can't open it.
Well,
I can't open it and I know the code.
Well, maybe we should use that for our protection.
No. No. No, we got to prop it open.
He makes jokes, but it is a concern. I walk here like I used to do stuff on the weekend and I'm like every door is open. They leave all the doors open because they don't know the code.
You see Dell has a concern, Todd instantly walks out of the room.
That's all.
Dell's like, I really am concerned.
Todd's like, blah 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 blah.
I want to hear about your concerns.
You guys are talking about David Gow and doors. Somebody's going to walk in with a machine gun.
It's like every meeting I've ever had here. I've got something to say. All right, we're done here.
Meeting's over.
That is true. If Dell says, hey, meeting's over. What?
New doors cost money. Propping the door open with a trash can doesn't.
Yes.
Whose check is that going to come out of? Yours?
Joel?
Joel Blank's?
Let's take a break. Joel, that was AJ who said that about you.
Yep.
And what did I say?
And your place here in the station's
history? First, you called him a jag.
I'm just saying
he's just a guy.
I'm just saying he's not the, he doesn't pull the kind of swing that he, like David Gow needs to ask permission from him.
Mm. Sorry. I think David Gow should have.
I think David Gow should have been considerate of Joel's feelings and asked them.
You guys are so scared.
We're scared.
It's not scared. I just don't want to be involved because you're not here. He'll come and then he'll have stuff to say.
I walk by Joel every day and get like an awkward glare from him as I come into the studio.
You see? You're getting the eye. You're getting the eye. Guess what, fella? You're on the list. You just made the list. Okay? 8:31.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We missed, we buried the lead on this NFL story. So apparently they're having a meeting, and someone is recording the meeting of NFL owners. And,
Shahid Khan.
Jeffrey Lurie, or it could have been Gail Benson. Don't forget, somebody did point out on Twitter, Tom's dead, so Gail Benson is now in there. You don't think, what if one of the owners, they were doing some stuff, and now she's resentful, like Reuben Foster's girlfriend?
I could see that.
Okay. Jeffrey Lurie says this about Trump: we've got to be careful not to be baited by Trump or whomever else. We have to find a way to not be divided and not get baited. And Kraft says, the problem we have is we have a president who will use that as fodder to do his mission that I don't feel is in the best interest of America. It's divisive and it's horrible. Well, President Trump's not going to be down with you now, Bob.
I thought Bob Kraft was like a big-time Republican, right?
Yeah, I thought they were boys.
That's so, too.
So Bob McNair had to weigh in, of course.
Dude and Bob McNair voice.
I don't know. It's like, is he in a spaghetti Western here, or is Bob in the 60s and is Clint Eastwood in this meeting? Here's what Bob had to say. You fellas need to ask your compadres. Fellas, stop that other business. Let's go out and do something that really produces positive results and will help you, fellas. Now, who uses the word compadres?
Who calls people fellers?
No, fellas. What the hell, Bob? I mean, honestly, I wish he would not talk any. I really do.
I guess this was this was at the Rich White Club meeting.
Right.
He thought he was safe.
He was being, and he's just being real folksy, I guess. Who the hell says compadres? What the hell kind of word is that?
I haven't heard it in reality. I've heard it on, like you said, in Westerns.
In a spaghetti Western, where are you and your compadres? They coming over for some sarsaparilla? What the hell? I mean, who says compadres?
So Bob was just bartering. Hey, if you guys get off your knees, we may toss a couple shekels. Because I feel like Bob would say shekels, too.
I don't think he uses shekels.
Your way for you, so you guys can do something positive as long as you get off your knees.
Yeah.
Huh. I guess get off your knees, though. That's a poor way to put it as well.
That's why I put it that way.
Yeah, I know. Fellas, get off your knees.
Yeah.
But yeah, compadre,
quit kneeling, and we'll help you. We'll tell the cops not to shoot you anymore.
Yes. Well, you have that kind of power? You mean you could have stopped all this time?
And
all this time,
what were you waiting on?
What the hell?
He's waiting for us to not kneel.
Oh my God! I this is an ox in the ditch thing, and again that he said. The inmates run into prison. It doesn't surprise when you're using words like compadre.
I just don't understand why this kneeling thing is still an issue.
People still are upset about this.
I know. I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, because the flag.
America.
Love America. You know.
Do you think people, when they if they watch an NFL game and the broadcast pans to somebody kneeling during the anthem, do you think they're just like, my day is ruined now?
Yes, I feel like that.
I just can't imagine feeling that way.
No, they're so disgusted. Well, Dan Pastorini was here a couple of days ago, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was on with Sean or what?
Barry.
He was on with Barry?
I believe so.
So apparently he doesn't watch the NFL anymore. Because Dan Pastorini, who played. Yes. Because he's pissed at the guys.
So last night I'm at the Rockets game, and as I'm walking in there doing the anthem. So I stop. Like, I'm in the concourse. I take my hat off, and, you know, I can't see the flag or anything, but I just stand and wait for them to finish the song. Not everybody in the concourse does that. There's some people who do, some people who don't. But I didn't, like, get mad at the people who kept walking and be like, oh, you ruined my whole experience with this America song.
To fair, the people in the concourse aren't getting paid millions of dollars to play a game. And we're not. You weren't there to watch them. So if they're not respecting the flag in the way deemed fit, then there's no reason for you to be angry. But the guys who get paid and who knows what they'd be doing if they couldn't play football.
Like, Bob McNair's got a waiting list for season tickets. Okay, if I'm Bob McNair, I would say, okay, any of you who want to give up your season tickets because some guys are kneeling, go ahead. We'll fill your seats with the guys who are on this waiting list. And now you don't have to worry about it anymore.
No, but it's bad for the product. It's bad. Because, listen, if you look at the polls, it says 50% of the people don't like the guys are kneeling. They don't like it. I mean, I'm not thrilled the guys kneeling before. I mean, it is the flag, and I feel like you should respect it. That's me. I don't get upset. I still go to games. I support whatever.
It doesn't affect your life.
It does not affect my life in the least. But I can understand. I know people, and especially people that serve the country, and that flag means something to them.
Oh, like me?
Yeah, like you, but you're different. Okay, not everybody's the same, but I know a lot of people who did, and that's also something that you wrap fallen warriors with is the flag.
But that's a flag. We're not talking about the flag. We're talking about the national anthem.
Well, yeah, but it's for the you stand and you honor the flag during the national anthem. That's what you're doing.
Okay.
So I mean,
that's what the Pledge of Allegiance was for.
Well, you do that too. Do you kneel during the Pledge of Allegiance? No.
Because that's for the flag.
Right. So is the national anthem. So is the national anthem.
No, they're just associated.
Well, right. But you still honor the flag by standing.
Okay.
Are we honoring? Yeah, that's my. Are we honoring the flag or are we honoring the song when we stand?
That's
you're
that's
honoring
the
flag. You're honoring the flag.
No, that's.
The song is about the flag.
I thought, was it?
Yeah.
Is it?
No.
That's what it was still standing when and during the war. That was what. The flag was still there.
Well, there are,
say does
there,
that.
There are
yes,
other
Star
verse,
Spangled
there are
Banner.
Other verses in that song that have nothing to do with the flag. It has.
Do you want to listen to my version?
No,
of
it's terrible. There are other verses in that song that have to do with revolting slaves who fought for the British, and the guy was pissed off because they decided to fight for the British instead of America because they wanted freedom. There's a reference in that song that we never get to because the song's too long. So there are multiple things the song is about.
I think as long as, like, kneeling quietly, I don't see any problem with it. It's not like these guys are, like, talking on their cell phones while the national anthem's being played.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some people who put their hands over their heart. Are you a hand over your heart guy?
I not always.
Oh, I'm like a hands at my sides guy.
Yeah.
I just stand there still.
Right.
I feel like there's a lot of ways to do it. There's not like a...
Well, I got called out at the Touchdown Club because I was emceeing and I was just standing up and listening to the song. And one of the guys at the Touchdown Club, he doesn't have his hand over his heart. We can't have him doing this. And I was like, wow.
Really?
That's hardcore.
Did you fall to the pressure? Did you put your hand over your heart?
I did. I put my hand over that.
Old soft-ass Granado.
Yeah. Well, I don't... I like the Touchdown Club.
They were like,
those are my peeps.
If you just tell your compadre, John Granado, to put his hand over his heart, might help him out.
Well, I can see it, though. I mean, I understand the people. I get it. It's not me. It's not you. I get it. But I get it. And you know what? It's not good for business. That's the bottom line is, and that's
is it
part of this
Bob
story.
Bob McNair's pocket?
Yes, it's hurting Bob McNair's pocket.
I don't believe it.
Yes, because people have tuned out. People are no longer watching because of that. And here's the deal, is the players are like, oh, see, we taped this, and that's all they care about is money. Yeah, they're rich white guys. They want money. Yeah. So if you're standing and you're hurting their money, then guess what? They're not going to like that. It's pretty obvious. Yes, it hurts the pocketbook. So we can't do that as a business. Would you do anything in your business that 50% of the people didn't like? That's not good business.
Probably not.
That's not good business. And that's what, and the owners, they just want, hey, let's stop this. We want more coin. Let's go. I want more people. We want people to like our product. You know, the NFL symbol I mean, of all the symbols, the NFL symbol is one of the most negative now because of this. It has one of the most negative connotations of all logos of any businesses.
I just don't get why people are so worked up about it. Like, I can't imagine not watching football anymore.
Because of that. But people do.
But I mean, what's the percentage of people who are actually saying, I'm not watching football
anymore? I know a few. It's funny. I know a few. I know guys who have said, I'm not watching. I'm not doing it anymore.
That just seems like massive outliers. And if I lose those guys, okay. Like, it's not worth it for me to tell my black players that they can't peacefully protest a certain way because it offends some of my other rich white buddies.
Yeah.
And like 10 dudes aren't going to watch the NFL anymore.
I kind of feel like, though, you know, you can protest because it's America and you can do whatever you want. But I feel like they lost their message because now it's all about the flag and not about what they're trying to accomplish.
They didn't lose their message. Other rich white people twisted their message into being about the flag.
Except it's about the flag, which means something to a lot of people. See what I'm saying? I mean, so I can understand those people twisting it and saying, I don't give a rat's ass about your protest. Stop disrespecting my flag.
And I think their point was, I don't think you gave a rat's ass about my protest no matter what I do.
Right, that's true. I mean, that's a possibility too. 846 ESPN 97.5. Where is that him? John Clay Wolf?
Didn't answer.
He didn't answer. He's probably busy just buying more cars. That's what he does. Either that or he's
having
sex with somebody. I don't know who. I don't care. I don't want to know about it, actually. I don't want to know about who John Clay Wolf's having sex with right now. But because he's married, he probably should have it with his wife, I think. I don't know.
Should at least be first choice.
Right. She should have first number one pick.
First right of refusal should go to her.
Right. I think. But here's the thing is, if he's actually just buying cars, that's to your advantage. Here's the deal is you go to givemethevin.com, and you just put in your VIN. It's givemethevin.com, which means you put right in your VIN, which is a really long number, which is unbelievably long with letters and everything else, and don't screw any of them up. And then he will tell you how much your car is worth. And you got to tell him, obviously, what the, you know, what kind of shape it's in. Is it, you know, have you had any dings? What's the history of the car? You do that kind of stuff. But he's going to give you more money than anybody else is going to give you for your car. And if he doesn't, he's going to give you $100. If you can get more from CarMax, he will give you $100. And he says it happens every once in a while. But for the most part, they don't beat him. They don't beat his price. And right now, he says, it's awesome, awesome, awesome. You're still getting top dollar because of this steal thing with President Trump. You're still getting top dollar right now for your car. But that's not going to last long. So go to givemethevin.com. That's givemethevin.com.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Lance is supposed to call in. You have him on your show a lot.
Once a week.
Once a week. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Good stuff.
He brings good content.
He knows a lot about football.
Yeah. He likes to watch football players.
Yeah.
I mean, and isolate them and watch their hips and their butt stuff. And, yeah. He likes to watch everything about them.
Yeah.
Which is boring to me, but.
He's got good wiggle.
Yeah.
He likes to check on wiggle.
He does check wiggle quite often. So, what do you think?
He likes to check their gap.
So he does look at their length.
Oh yes. And their girth.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Especially linemen.
It's a measurable thing.
It is a measurable thing, and Lance measures it for them. And he's with us right now on ESPN 97.
I don't measure girth.
You don't measure girth?
Oh yeah. Does a guy get on the scale? Do you know how much he weighs?
I eyeball it.
Right.
It.
Right.
Yeah.
That's you're like, oh, that guy's about a soda can.
No, that's not what we say. I say broad hips, No, we don't say that.
Guy's a Michelob Ultra can?
Yeah. We'll say soda can.
Huh?
Oh, do you call it pop? Are you from Michigan?
Yeah.
No, I don't refer to a soft drink at all when I'm talking about football players.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on. What's going on, guys?
What's going on there? That's the important thing.
What are you and your compadres up to?
Yeah.
So I guess there's maybe a slow realization. Actually, some people won't believe that it's Baker Mayfield that won. There are still teams who are like, nope, we're hearing directly from people that it's going to be Josh Allen. I said, okay, well, keep on doing that.
There is no chance it's Josh Allen. Not after, okay.
No chance.
Okay, in Cleveland, those tweets don't play, okay?
They would get fired immediately if they drafted Josh Allen.
Yes. No. Josh Allen is not the pick. Why
are you saying Josh Allen needs to go to a team in a city that has a low percentage of blacks?
Well, no, probably the South.
I am saying
somewhere in the South.
I am saying that you're about to get a Josh Allen jersey, is what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Agent.
Oh, no. There are no blacks in Buffalo. Oh, no. Man,
he fits the profile.
Now, it doesn't.
He kind of does.
Well, Lance, what I've been holding out hope for is that. If Baker Mayfield were to go number one, that Buffalo would be interested in moving up to try to get Sam Darnold. Are you saying that they would prefer Josh Allen to Sam Darnold?
Well, see, that's the wild card because no one really knows what teams would do if Sam Darnold fell to number. If he falls to three, I think the Jets would take him. I don't know because no one's really been working off of the scenario much. So, yeah, there is a chance that the Buffalo Bills could get, you know, Buffalo has had conversations with the Giants. I know that for a fact. And some people think they have a framework of a deal. So if that's the case, they could trade up for Sam Darnold. Or we could live in a world where Baker Mayfield goes one and Josh Allen goes two. We could live in that world, too.
Oh, boy.
And would it be that surprising if you really think about all the stuff that's happened? A 1 beat a 16 beat a 1. You know, Astros won a World Series. Crazy things are happening.
That is crazy talk, though. I just feel like the Giants. What is the deal with Darnold? Why? What's the thought here?
The thought is they're afraid of the face of the franchise looking like the kid from The Incredibles.
Yeah, the evil kid in The Incredibles.
I think he looks like Wreck-It Ralph.
Yep, that's a good one too.
I don't know who that is.
You have to Google him.
He's Wreck-It got Ralph. An unusually low hairline and a pig nose. You just name the last quarterback who's had that look.
And he has a really big head, but. He's still relatively handsome. I mean,
he's the evil kid in The Incredibles.
Google Wreck-It Ralph and tell me what you think of that one.
Wreck-It Ralph?
Wreck-It Ralph.
I don't know what that is. Okay.
Wreck-It Ralph's pretty good. Yeah, that's a pretty good one, too. No, I mean, Sam Darnold's the best quarterback in the draft.
Yeah.
People are going to be sad when they pass on him, but Cleveland's made a history of passing on good quarterbacks, so maybe they'll keep doing it. I don't know.
Are they really trying to get out of that number four pick?
I think they're willing to listen. And there's going to be, and that could be where Buffalo moves up. If it goes number two, Chubb, number three, Sam Darnold, then I think, because Josh Rosen's going to be the one to fall. Josh Allen's not falling. I think number four, Cleveland, or number five, Denver, is where Buffalo will move up and go get Josh Allen.
Oh, don't tell me that.
Yeah, that's right.
What a horrible franchise that is.
I think
Lamar Jackson falls out of the first.
You think he falls out of the first?
About to be really mad. The internet's going to be mad when he falls out of the first. Also, the internet seems to be under the impression that Shaquem Griffin is going way earlier than. Maybe it's because it's all we talked about during the combine.
When do you think he goes?
Shaquem Griffin is going within the first three rounds either.
Oh, first three.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In case that, I think he's going past the 93rd and a half pick, John.
You do. Wow.
That's
a random.
Did you go to a website to kind of figure out what that
might be? No, that's just his.
It's a weird number.
Projection.
In fact, I don't think there is a 93.5 pick, so it's a weird thought that you have that.
Well, I think he goes after the 93rd pick. I should say that.
Not half, but he won't go 93rd. He'll go later than that.
I just think he'll go, and once he gets past 93rd, a lot of people will potentially lose interest in the pick.
Or a lot of people will be very interested that he went 94th or later.
Oh, yeah. Well, they'll just be happy once he doesn't go in the top 93, probably.
Probably. Are you going to make a lot of people?
Or they'll be sad.
Are people? Are they just out to get Shaquem Griffin? Like, 93 is like a special number for him, and once he goes past that, why are people so concerned? Why would they be so thrilled?
I don't know. That's what I can't figure out. The internet's weird.
The internet is weird. Hey, Lance, we got to cut it here because we got to say goodbye to AJ.
Yeah,
we're going to have Nate is going to join us here in a second to be on Channel 26. So we will watch for you all day long. NFL.com?
That's right. NFL.com is NFL.com, or you can just get the NFL Now app on your phone or your iPad or on Apple TV. It's on Apple TV. So if you want to watch our coverage of the draft, it will be on Apple TV on the NFL Now app, and you can do that. And when I'm done, John, I'm going to come back to Houston, and I'm finally going to go get some poker because this is something you guys both need to listen to. It's the return of night tournaments, Monday through Thursday. Well, now, this really applies more to AJ, but, John, it's not like you won't play during the night. Monday through Thursday, 7 p.m., they got a different tournament each night. This Monday, it's the $120 Headhunter Bounty only tournament. They got current promotions going on. Like them on Facebook. Follow them on Instagram. You know, this is what you got to do. Go play some live cash events. Go play the noon tournaments or go play in the brand new 7 p.m. tournaments. They're open until 6 a.m. on weekends, until 6 a.m., and they had four tables of action going on at 4 a.m. just the other day. So make sure you go check out PrimeSocialTX.com and take advantage of the 7 p.m. tournaments going on every Monday through Friday, PrimeSocialTX.com.
All right. I want to say goodbye to Lance. See ya. And AJ, yeah. How about AJ coming in for you today? Got up early, and now he's got to find a place to take a nap.
In.
He's going to go take a nap by Esme right now.
Probably so.
Yep. Yep. Well, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, man.
Yeah, I think we got a lot accomplished today.
I think so. I think so.
Don't
we figured out NFL owners' favorite racial slurs?
Yes, we did figure that out. Dell had an interesting one.
And that one surprised me.
That was surprising.
If that came up in the meetings, that would have been a stunner.
I don't even think Donald Sterling would drop that one. So all right, you're done. Thanks for coming.
By the way, I've heard him say that.
You said that before. All right, we appreciate it. Raheel is next, but we're going to be on Channel 26 as well, right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.